food, glorious food, with Ian Huey Hewitson.
G'day, Huey.
G'day, mate.
How are you?
I'm very good.
I bet you're busy wrapping presents and getting ready for that Christmas Day celebration, Ian.
My wife does the wrapping of the presents, I must admit.
I know you
said... And the decorating of the tree. I do the cooking.
So, because I know you say you don't cook a lot when you're at home, but you do cook on Christmas Day, do you?
Absolutely, and we've got, 24 for lunch, so I'll be a busy boy.
You will be, and it's done at your house?
Yes.
Could we get the address?
No.
dearie me. Well, fly down, because I reckon lunch at your place would be a pretty nice lunch, Mr. Hewitson.
I think it's pretty darn good.
So what's on the menu?
I mean, I have to be very honest. I'm not a bird man. So we don't manage a turkey because I always find turkeys a bit dry and a bit boring, unless you're in the States where they are a sort of a different breed. And the only time I think I ever did a couple of geese, I buggered them up, so I'm not a goose man. So we're sort of more a ham.
Okay.
Household.
So what's on the menu for you? Obviously you've got ham, but what do you start with?
It's smoked salmon pate with local salmon caviar on the top with baguette. That's just for them to pick around with. A few nice, interesting salads to get them started, like a Thai chicken slaw, which I always put some barbecue. I make some barbecue pork and, you know, char siu pork and put that in. And also, this year I'm doing sort of an Ottolenghi type thing, because he's the trendy man, isn't he?
Very.
And, you know, some roasted pumpkin with some goat's cheese feta and a few other things, walnuts, grapes, figs. A nice dressing made with some aged balsamic and a little bit of olive oil. So that'll get them started, won't it?
It will get them started. Do you do a homemade pud?
No. It seems wrong, doesn't it? A hot ice cream, a hot pudding. But I did do an ice cream pudding one year, actually. It was quite a funny story, because I did this ice cream pudding and I did a show on 3AW in those days. And I can remember saying, and we were talking about Christmas, and I said, oh, look, I did an ice cream pudding this year, and it was very popular. And somebody rang in, and I said, oh, no, the producer's got the recipe, which he didn't have. Well done. I blocked 3AW's talkback lines for about 2 hours that day. Neil Mitchell was not terribly impressed, as he said to me afterwards, all these bloody people ringing for your damned ice cream pudding recipe.
Well,
actually, there was a couple of other expletives in it, but I'm too polite to mention them.
You're too polite.
We blocked the lines.
And I'm pleased to say we've got the ice cream Christmas pudding recipe to talk about, you've got it here to give our audience today.
Yes. And we don't have to block your lines, do
we?
No,
we don't. We'll put it up on the website as well, so people can log on to the website. Some nice stories. You got some good memories as a kid growing up in New Zealand with the Christmas?
Oh, I loved Christmas. I mean, we really did. I think the funniest thing about it, and it is, and we've just been talking about birds, is the fact is if we were really lucky, we actually had a chicken at Christmas. And, all the young people would never, ever believe that there was a time when chickens were actually a treat. And, you know, what you ended up getting was, you know, a layer from the local egg farm, and my mum had to boil it and then before she roasted it, otherwise it was tough as an old boot. But that was a treat. But I think that the highlight of our house was definitely the vegetables. My father was a wonderful gardener, and he was up early picking the peas, you know, tiny little peas and tiny beans and wonderful new potatoes. Now, Australians don't seem to know what a new potato is, because they keep telling me it's a baby potato, which it's not. It's actually the young potato of a normal variety.
Right.
And the skin is like feather, so you just rub it off with your fingers. The potatoes are absolutely beautiful. Boil them with lots of mint, then toss them in butter. And if you've never, ever had a fresh pea straight from the garden, you don't know what you're missing, guys.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to do that, and they are just spectacular, aren't they?
They're no good. You can't buy them from a greengrocer, and I'm not blaming greengrocers. They're very good. You can't buy peas from a greengrocer. You really can't. You have to grow them yourself.
You talk about your mum's magnificent pavlova and, of course, homemade mince pies.
Oh, yeah.
Eh? Pavlova and mince pies. Can I tell you a quick story? When I was a boy, my mother and father took me out for Christmas lunch one day, and on the menu it had mince pies. And she said to me, "I said, oh, I'd like a mince pie. I want a mince pie. I want a mince pie." I was only a kid, real, you know, little
just
boy.
Just a pain in the arse,
yeah,
even then.
Exactly right. And I said, "I want a mince pie. I want a mince pie."
What came out?
And she said, "Well, you're not going to like it. You're not going to like it, and you'll have to eat it. I'll make you eat it." So she ordered a mince pie, and of course I thought it was a meat pie. I thought
it was
like a meat
four
pie.
And 20.
Yeah, yeah. And out came this thing filled with fruit, and I didn't like it, but I had to eat it.
Well, we always called them, when we were kids, fly cemeteries.
Why is that?
Yeah, I don't know why, but we loved them anyway. But Mum made beautiful ones. And I'll be making some for Christmas, I would say.
What sort of pastry do you use on your mince pies?
Short crust.
I had a mince
pie. My mother used to use a hot water pastry which she made with the dripping from the roast.
Yeah, that's a lard pastry?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say I had a mince pie bought from one of the local bakeries here in Newcastle last week, and they made them out of lard, and it was just beautiful.
Yes, no, a lard pastry is lovely. I unfortunately never sort of don't collect the lard, so they're going to have to make do a short crust in my house.
I'm sure it'll be pretty good. We better get onto your ice cream Christmas pudding, or time's going to be away from us.
Absolutely. You're short today. Well, anyway, ice cream Christmas pudding, mix together 2 cups of mixed dried fruits, 100 gram of each of chopped glacé pineapple and cherries, 50 gram chopped glacé ginger, finely grated zest of 2 oranges, 1/4 cup of chocolate bits, 2 tablespoons of brandy and 2 tablespoons of Grand Marnier. And you add that mixture to 2 litres of softened, bought vanilla ice cream, and you mix it well.
Right.
And then you get a big bowl which you lay with cling wrap. You lay the inside, you put the ice cream in, smooth it out into the edges so it's nice and neat, put some cling wrap on top and freeze it overnight. The next day, take off the top bit of cling wrap, invert it over the plate you want to serve it on, and then just put a sort of a hottish towel around it just to help it to come out, and do remove the rest of the cling wrap and serve it with a mixture of berries, you know, raspberries and strawberries, all those good things. Just sprinkled with a little bit more Grand Marnier and some icing sugar.
Should you put together the mix with the, you know, the pineapple and the cherries and all that other ingredients?
Yep.
Should you let it soak in the Grand Marnier and brandy?
No, you don't need to. That'll mix through it. No. You're getting a bit excited here. You see, that's the trouble with you, you radio presenters. You want to make it into something it ain't.
All right.
It's just a really simple. But I have to tell you, you can if you like make a really nice caramel sauce to go with it if you want it to be fancy. But I always enjoy it, and you know, I'm a bit of a fancy pants at Christmas, but it's a bit of fun, and it's easy, and it's cold. Shouldn't be hot at Christmas.
It sounds nice. We've got the recipe here. Well, as I say, we will put it up on the website. Yep. You're going to have a ham for Christmas. You've already said that. And you talk about a glazed ham. Now, people say, but a ham's cooked or smoked. Yeah, okay, it is, but you can glaze that ham.
Oh, absolutely. You put a glaze and you stick in the oven for about 3/4 hour with your glaze, and away you go. Now, my glaze is very simple because you want a bit of sweetness, but make sure that you do take the skin off it. And then you combine 2 cups of...
Hang on. How do you... Some hints for taking the skin off, please.
Oh, just with a sharp knife.
I knew you'd say that.
There.
I knew you'd say that, just with a sharp knife. Is there any art to doing it?
Yeah, well, you know, if you practice your karate, I suppose you could... Shut up, Ian. My daughter does say my jokes are dreadful. Yeah. No, there's no real skill, but just keep your knife flat. And a nice, thin, sharp knife, if you can.
Okay.
And just keep it flat. So you're just removing it. First of all, you cut right around the knuckle, you know, the bottom of the knuckle.
Yes.
So that you can then peel it off like that. Most of it will just come off, to be honest.
Right.
You know, just with your hands, you cut around the edges. And most of it will just lift off.
Okay. So you've done all that. You've taken all of the skin off.
Yes.
What's next?
2 cups of pineapple juice. Bought's fine. 1 1/4 cups of brown sugar and 3 tablespoons of Dijon mustard. And when I say Dijon mustard, I say mustard from Dijon, not from Mornington Peninsula.
Okay, right.
So we're talking about the real French stuff. Mix those up really, really well with a whisk. Pour it over the top of your ham, which obviously doesn't have the skin on. Stick it in the oven. You obviously need a big tray for that. Stick it in the oven, 180 degrees. Now, that will be quite liquid, so you need a fairly deep tin baking tin to put it in. But what will happen as you baste the ham, as it cooks, what will happen is you'll end up with a glaze.
Right.
So don't worry about the fact that at the beginning you think Hewitson's put us on the wrong track here because it's pretty liquid. It will form into a lovely glaze. So, but just keep basting it, basting it, basting. About 3/4 of an hour, you'll end up with the most beautiful ham with a touch of sweetness and, you know, all those nice things. Can I add one other thing? A tip.
Yep.
You know how people say, oh, but the ham's so big and I don't know what to do with it. I get sick of having ham mornay and ham sandwiches and things. What we do is we give everyone a little parcel of ham wrapped in foil to take home.
It's a great idea.
For their sandwiches.
Fantastic idea. And you leave yourself enough so that you can have
enough
a couple
for a couple of sandwiches for me.
Next day. Yeah, great idea. Okay, I am going to do your glaze on my ham, and I'm going to do your smoked salmon pate as well. Great idea.
Good on you, mate.
Now, it's trifle. We've only got a couple of minutes, but you say trifles are difficult. What's a pretty basic trifle?
Well, it's not so much that it's difficult. Trifles are great, but the biggest problem always was with our mum's trifle, was they used that absolutely awful sweet sherry.
Yeah, right.
You know, the bottle that Auntie Mavis used to say was medicinal, mm-hmm. they used to pour that in. Yeah. So, look, when I'm making a trifle this year and I'm doing nice things in it, I'm doing an Eton mess, and Eton mess is just whipped cream with some meringues and fruit broken up, some fruit salads. I'm doing layers, so we've got fruit salad, things like mangoes and passion fruit and all those good things. I'm doing some sponge, yes, but I'm marinating it in some framboise, which is a raspberry, French raspberry liqueur. And I'm just doing layers of things. So I'm also making some homemade orange jelly, which you can see in any book, any cookbook will have any dessert cookbook, I should say. So I'm doing layers of my orange jelly, my Eton mess with lots of framboise in it, and my cake and, you know, all those kind of things. Just no awful bloody sherry. Fruit salad, you know, you can do anything. It really, basically, you need fruit, you need sponge of some sort. You can use one of those rolls, you know, that have the jam in if you want to, you know, but you need sponge of some sort, you need fruit, you need something creamy, which is, as I said, my Eton mess with the meringues and fruit in the middle of it, and you do need booze in it.
Good. Sounds delightful. Thank you, mate, as always, and I'll let you get back to the kitchen as you prep for Christmas Day. Can I say to you, we'll look forward to you joining us for our Christmas show on Friday?
Oh, lovely.
Thanks, mate.
Lovely. Am I allowed to tell my Christmas jokes?
You are, if they're clean.
No,
I've got a dump button here.
My daughter would kill me if I told, and I'm not talking about dirty jokes, I'm talking clean jokes. Hang on, mate.
All right.
Talk to you on Friday.
Talk to you Friday, mate. See ya.
Bye. See ya.
That's Ian Hewitson. Huey. Yeah, wow. Wouldn't it be good going to his place for Christmas lunch? That'd be nice. I love the ham glaze. Yummo.